Hey, did you hear the one about the grumpy old man who hated everything and didn't understand why people do the stupid things they do? Well, you're about to. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Seriously?
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. I am the person to whom they refer to in the title of the damn thing. Please. Can I? Is it too early to drink? Can I have a drink yet? Is it too early? Welcome to the program. How are you today? Good to be with you. Oh, the camaraderie is just flowing, isn't it? I had such a fake laugh. I just don't understand anything anymore. I just don't get it. I'm the older I get, the less I understand things. If I had a dollar every time something made sense, I'd have a dollar. All right. Jason Shaw does our theme music. Thank you, Jason. John Shanahan does our announcing and many of the comedy spots on the show. Thank you, John. Nicole Reed is the British-sounding girl at the beginning of the show, and she books many of our national interviews. Thank you, Nicole. And then there's the janitor who pushes the broom and makes sure that the floor isn't as dusty as it appears to be. All these people have something to do with me in my life. Not intricately, but they appear. I am bamboozled and I am flooded with acquaintances. I know thousands upon thousands of people, not by name, just by face. Friendship-wise, I'm not sure about that. But acquaintance-wise, boy, my numbers are up there. Do you know what acquaintances are? People that you know that you don't necessarily like. And that's good enough for me. Hello, Facebook. How you doing? It's allergy season, isn't it? Oh my God. Everybody that I meet and talk to in the English language, they all have allergies. Everybody does. What is this? When did that start? When I was growing up, I don't remember allergies at all. A couple of kids had allergies. I had to get allergy shots from the doctor. I thought, oh, that's not a good thing to have. You got to get shots. I don't like that. There were a few kids, maybe two. But then now I'm a bit older than that. And everybody I know has allergies, including myself. I'm not allergic to nuts or to food or anything. I'm allergic to trees. Thank God there aren't a lot of trees on the planet, huh? I'm allergic to everything. Pollen and non-pollen and pollen. And there's flower pollen, there's tree pollen, there's pollen. Allergic to everything. You know what? I think I'm allergic to people. I think that's what the problem is. I don't think it's the trees. I think it's the people. As I walk around the planet, I sneeze a little bit. Must be the people. Anyway, welcome to the show. If I could get you something, I would, but most of you are so far beyond getting you anything. I mean, can I get you some psychological help? No, they're far beyond that. Far beyond that. They're way above my pay grade. I don't know what that means. Well, some expressions never die. Have you noticed that? I was watching a television show. I think it was The View, which is an afternoon, morning show kind of thing. They get women together and they talk about issues. It's not a bad show. So I'm watching The View, and the host says, well, that's interesting. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back in just a moment. Don't touch that dial. And I stop for a second. And I go, whoa, there are no more dials. What happened to the dials? Remember, everything was a dial. Here's an millennials, this is an education for you because you won't know what the hell I'm talking about. There was a time when you wanted to make a phone call. Remember phones? You wanted to make a phone call? You had to dial the phone. Ron, I don't understand the language of which you speak. Dial the phone? What are you talking about? Didn't you push buttons? No, there was a dial. It was a round thing, and you put your finger in it, and it went, that's the sound it made. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you? It was a dial, and every time you had to dial a 0 or a 9, it was like, oh, this is going to take forever. Ugh. Ugh. Yeah, we had to dial things. When we watched TV, when we wanted to change the channel, we didn't push a button on the remote. We had to get up and we had to turn the dial on the damn machine. Ron, are you serious? Was this the Flintstones? I know. When you listen to the radio, there was a knob. There were knobs then. Do you know what a knob is? It was a knob, and you would turn it, and it would make little clicking sounds, and it would change the volume or the channel you were listening to. And you turned the knob. That was a dial, and there was a big dial, and on the dial were all the numbers of the radios. I know. It's not the Jetsons, is it? There's another reference you won't get. Yeah, there's no more dials. So the lady says, yeah, I'll be right back after this short commercial break. Don't touch that dial. And I don't think millennials would understand what the hell she was talking about. Don't touch the dial. What are you talking about? Are you talking about a sundial? When the dinosaurs were roaming the planet and people had sundials on their wrist? Oh, God, you don't get anything, do you? You just don't get it. Yeah. I had a car when I was a little bit younger, and in the center of the between the two seats and then in the front on the console, we had a bag phone. It was a bag phone. Excuse me, Ron. A what? A bag phone. What? You put your phone in a bag? What? No, it was a large dinosaur-sized phone. Connected to a bean bag, and it would the bean bag would give weight to the already heavy phone, so the phone wouldn't go flopping around the car. And then you'd plug it in. That was a bag phone. You plug it into the cigarette lighter. What are you high? What are you making this up? It sounds so stupid. I know. Look, baby steps. You know that's how technology goes. You start. Baby steps, and then you. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what's happening to me. I'm no longer 20 years old. I thought I'd be that forever. I really did. When I was younger, I thought I am going to be in the best shape forever when I get older. Yep. By the time I hit 40, already that wasn't working out. Already. I would get up in the morning and it's, oh, I feel sore. Why? No reason. no reason. It's just something your body decides. Usually when you get up in the morning, sometimes later in the day, your body just says, I'm going to hurt. I'm just going to hurt for no reason whatsoever. You can go through all the testing you want and your little doctor's office and your little machines and your x-rays. No reason. I'm just deciding to hurt today. When I was younger, in order to feel hurt in my body, I would have to fall down or knock my elbow into the wall or the staircase or scratch myself and my nails weren't completely trim and I put a little scratch on my face or something. Or you know, maybe I'd have a headache because I smoked too much pot. Whatever the case was, there was a reason for everything. When your body didn't feel 100%, there was a reason for it. Oh, I have a stomach ache. I had bad clams last night. I went to a restaurant, had some bad clams. So I have a stomach ache. There was a reason for everything that happened in your body. Yeah, I had some post-nasal dripping. My throat is sore. There was a reason for it. When you get older, and it starts at 40, and then it starts surmounting to the point that when you hit 50 and 60, you're in the zone of what I call the no-fault zone. Your body hurts for no freaking reason whatsoever. Nothing at all. My shoulder hurts today. Why? No reason. Just does. What? Did you hurt your shoulder? No. I've talked about this on the show before, and I find it the most incredible phenomenon when you get older. When you get up in the morning and you feel sore or your shoulder hurts or something or your neck hurts or, you know, a little neck ache, it's because you slept wrong. Excuse me. Did I make a mistake when I was sleeping? How do you sleep wrong? It was your body position. Don't do that. Don't do what? I didn't do anything. I was sleeping. Oh, you slept wrong. What? I got to read the instructions again? What do you mean I slept wrong? What did I do wrong? Nothing. You just slept wrong. What are you trying to play with my mind? Yeah, your body will hurt for no reason whatsoever. No reason. You don't have to go to the gym to feel sore the next day. You can feel sore the next day just on your own. No reason, no help whatsoever. It's amazing. It really is. It really is. No reason whatsoever. I got a little... My head itches a little bit. What's wrong? Nothing. Just itches, that's all. What are you talking about? Yeah, things just start to go bad for no reason whatsoever. And it gets a little bit scary at first, and after a while, you could just kind of say, this is something you live with. It's just what it is. This happened with starting to forget some things. I can't remember what I started to forget, though. We use the term, you know, I can't find my keys. I don't know where I put that thing. And when you get older, it's like, oh, my God, I'm starting to lose my mind. I got news for you. You never had your mind. I'm starting to forget things. You never remembered anything. Yeah, this is your doctor's office. You had an appointment for 2:00. And you didn't show up. Is everything okay? Oh, that's right. I had a 2:00 appointment. What's wrong with me? You forgot appointments when you were 16. Come on, man. You were always forgetful. One of the scary things when you get older, you walk into a room, and all of a sudden you stop at. Why did I come in here? Why did I walk into this room? Oh, my God. I'm losing my mind. You know what? You've walked into rooms before and stopped and said to yourself, why am I in this room? What did I want to get? Why did I come into this room? That's happened all your life. But when you were younger, it didn't really matter. When you get a little older, it's like, what's going on? What's happening to me? What's happening is that you're starting to realize what a schmuck you've always been. It's the realization. It's just, you know, when I was younger, I used to make fun of older people. I did. Yeah, I used to do an imitation of an old person, and here's my imitation. Hello, how are you today? Yeah, and then you get older, and you realize, ooh, that's not an imitation. That's really what I sound like now. And the comfort in this is that you young kids who think you're resilient, you have no freaking idea. When you get a little bit older, your resilience does not exist anymore. You all will feel the aches and pains of the body in the morning because you slept wrong. Keep the instructions nearby. Refresh your memory as to how you should sleep. Let me get this straight. I lie down, I close my eyes, and I fall asleep. Well, it's not that simple, actually. Just be careful. Be careful of what? I don't know. Don't sleep wrong. Stop sleeping so wrong. You're always making mistakes when you sleep. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know what it is. My doctor says, don't do any more cardio. And I said to my doctor, let me tell you something. I never did. That's a request that you're making of me that is so simply executed. Ron, stop doing cardio. Okay. All right. I've been practicing that doctor's order for a couple of decades now. Because as we all know, sitting is the new smoking. Well, I didn't know that I could get my nicotine satisfaction just sitting there. Hey, I've been doing that all my life. While I smoke, I've been sitting down. So there you go. Actually, I don't smoke. I just don't smoke. I've engaged in it in my past, but I've never done it as a habitual thing. Too much trouble. Too much trouble. You got to light the damn thing, inhale it. Oh, God. It's a lot of work. A lot of work. So I never really got into that too much. Yeah, I know. Yeah, today as I sit here, my shoulder feels a little achy. Last night I had a huge, more than usual amount of gastric problems. I don't know what I ate that caused me to have the gas. It's a mystery. What, you sit down with a piece of paper and a pencil and you try to figure it out. Let's see, I had noodles, and I had a little bit of pork and some broccoli. Could have been the broccoli. I've reached a stage in my life when I'm trying to figure out how things happened. When I was younger, I didn't care. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Maybe I have more time when I'm older to try to figure out what the problems are. I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is when I was younger, if I was running and I fell down, I would just get up immediately and keep running. When you reach a certain age, when you hit around 40 or 50 and you fall down, you don't get up that easily anymore. You get up very carefully and very slowly if you even can get up. Really, falling, that's another barometer. Falling down. It doesn't have to be like in a television commercial. I've fallen and I can't get up. That happens, but it doesn't even have to be that extreme. When you fall down after you're 40 or 50, you stay on the ground for a second and you say to yourself, all right, here we go. Let's see if I can get up. Let's see what the damage is. when you're younger. You just spring right up. You got springs in your body. You just whoop, boing, and you get right up and you keep on going. Do you ever see a child fall in the playground? You bring a little child, 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old, whatever, to the playground, and they fall down and they get up immediately and keep running. You got to look at that and say, whoa, that's indicative. Because if I was running in the playground and I fell down, I don't think I'd get right up and keep running. I might try to out of embarrassment, but I think I would hurt here. I think there'd be a little hurting involved. I know when I was a kid and I would fall down, I would scrape my leg or something, and you know, would bleed a little bit, and then I'd put a Band-Aid on that would stop. You scrape your leg now when you're an adult, it's like, ooh, tourniquet, hospital, stitches. Not necessarily. Yeah, it's possible. Blood thinning, clotting, oh my God. Oh, it's just so different. It's just so different. It's the spoils of war, ladies and gentlemen. It's the spoils of war, I suppose. All right, my guest is coming up shortly here. Not that my guest is short. Perhaps they are. I don't know. It's a telephone interview. We're going to be speaking to Norwegian Cruise Lines. Ooh, interesting, Ron. Why would you talk to an entire fleet of boats? No, it's because I think we're getting back into the cruise thing again. I think we're starting to do that. That was the start of this whole pandemia thing, remember? That gigantic cruise ship, people couldn't get off the boat because it was infected. Remember that? That's how it all started. Quarantines and, oh no, you're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. You're not spreading this disease, baby. We're going to contain this right on the boat. Well, of course that worked. So this is the to me, it's the indication that things are starting to in certain parts of the country, starting to wane a little bit. I don't know who Wayne is, but yeah, you know, Norwegian Cruise Lines. So let's talk to them. Christine De Silva joins us now. She's the Vice President of Communications for Norwegian Cruise Lines. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Well, I guess things are starting to get hopping again in the Norwegian Cruise Line world.
They are. We are very hopeful, but we are very excited about all of the work that we're doing. So yes, it's heating up.
Yes, it is heating up, and that's great. And it's that's one of the barometers of normality is the cruise line business, and I'm glad we're starting to see that refresh. That's great news. So that being said, I know that there are some great benefits to this. Your company has decided to honor a certain sector of a profession. Tell us about that.
Sure. So for the second year, we are launching our award-winning Giving Joy campaign. It's really a campaign designed to recognize and reward teachers for all of the incredible, invaluable work that they do. And, you know, the last 15 months have been incredibly difficult for all of us, including teachers. They are truly a profession under pressure, and we want to help alleviate some of that pressure by giving them a chance to win some cruises and some grand prize money for their schools.
That's fantastic. And the great thing is they get the summer off to do it.
The better news is that they don't need to take this summer. The cruise prizes are actually 7-day cruises for two out of the U.S. and Canada through 2023. So we have a little bit of runway there. Yeah.
Wow, that's really something, too. That's great. Well, and this is for, what's the span of definition of teacher? What type of institutions? What are the guidelines here?
Sure. It's you know, really active teachers, grade school, middle school, high school, folks that are out there day in and day out, you know, teaching kids, inspiring them to be their best, you know, active participants in their communities. So, you know, what you think of a teacher is what we think of as a teacher, and we're encouraging people to recognize them by nominating and voting for them.
That's great. Now, here's the other exciting news, as I understand it. It's not that you're just giving away 1, 2, 3, maybe even 5 winners. I understand, where are we going with this?
Yeah, so year one, we started by giving away 30 cruises.
Whoa.
We got so inspired that we doubled that prize. And for the second year that we're doing it, we're giving away 100
Whoa.
Cruises across the U.S. and Canada. Yeah, that's what I said when we started talking about this.
Wow. Did you say to the people on top, they're like, what are you, nuts? No, you didn't say that.
I'll tell you what, the people on top told me, I think you should give 100. And wow. I said, thank you, Mr. Del Rio. We will take your offer. And we ran with it. So there's no pulling back now.
No, I guess you already said it, so it's too late.
That's right.
So what does somebody do if they know of a teacher that they really think deserves something like this and they want to do the nomination? How do we get, what's the process here?
Sure. It's super fast. It's very easy. All you have to do is go to nclgivingjoy.com. You fill out a short form and just a couple words about why that teacher should be nominated, really for, driving joy every day for inspiring their students. And that's it. You nominate and then you vote and you hope that many people vote as well.
Is it by a population kind of thing where, we got...
That's right.
Okay. So...
Yes. So we encourage people to nominate early. The campaign is a 4-week campaign. It goes through June 4th. So nominate now because the winners are those that have the most votes. And the top three winners are the grand prize winners. They get that $25,000, $15,000, and a $10,000 for those schools. So the students benefit as well.
Ah, and thus not only do they reward the teacher, they reward themselves in a way.
That's right. That's pretty good.
So an entire school can say, ooh, Christine told us that if we all do this, we could win for the teacher and get some money for the school. So, okay.
That's exactly right. That's what we're encouraging people to do, vote and get the word out there, get rally behind those teachers that are the best. And there are many of them out there. We all know that.
We sure do. Okay. I'll ask, and maybe some year you can do like a teacher that just, does like a small institute or something like that, and they could be eligible too.
I don't have all the nuances, but all of the rules and terms and all of that, that's on nclgivingjoy.com. So if there's any hesitation or, question, it'll be answered right there. But
very good.
Yes, I agree. We all deserve a little bit of rewarding when you work in this profession.
Yes, absolutely. And I know next year you're considering a radio talk show hosts. I guess I had that wrong.
How did you? We have not yet disclosed any of that information. You must have an in somewhere.
I do have an in. I do. No, I'm pretty. That was just a dream I had, is what it was.
I've got many of those too. Don't you worry.
Okay. All right. One more time. The website or where we go in order to make the nomination.
Absolutely. NCLGivingJoy.com.
Great. Thanks so much for the information and congratulations, and we appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Have a great day.
Well, there you have it. I'm a little uncomfortable with this thing, to be honest with you. I alluded to it in the interview. I don't think the contest should be won by the number of votes. This is not American Idol or presidential election. It's different. It's different. I don't think a teacher should be recognized because it's a bigger school. I don't like that. There are some incredibly innovative, wonderful, life-changing teachers who work in very small schools or just with special needs kids, just like maybe 2 or 3 of them. And they are just as important, if not more important, than the teachers who have like 500 students. And they can't win on the cruise because volume-wise they're not going to have enough votes because they don't teach that many people. That doesn't make them less of a teacher. So Norwegian Cruise Lines, I'm not applauding this. I don't applaud contests that are won by how many people you know. That's not right. That's not a mark of a great teacher. That's a mark of a teacher that happens to be in a large school that wants the money for themselves as well. I don't want to say anything nasty about Norwegian Cruise Lines, but your contest rules suck the big one, okay? Sorry. It's just the way I feel. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of time for it. Perhaps my honesty is a little too obvious. I'm going to be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. I'm going to be back again tomorrow with a brand new show, at which time we shall meet here in the conference room. And we'll just hash this whole thing out. We'll figure this out together. All right? Yes? No? Yes? All right. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace.